Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good Friday afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. I have a very special guest that will be joining us live today. We have the Fellas of Dead Prez will be on with us here in just a moment. They'll be talking to us not only about their longevity in music, but also what it's been like for them to have the fan base they've had in the past, and now be able to reach out to them now in new ways thanks to social networking. This is going to be a great interview for our radio listeners. You'll be catching a little bit of the new music from their program. We'll be back in just a moment. Conversations Live. Stay on with us.
You know, it's Richard Hooper presenting for Cyrus Webb. You don't know the conversation is always hot and it's always live. KCPI, Baton Rouge, you don't know it's always good. BlogTalkRadio.com, keep it going.
And we're back with Conversations Live here on 92.3 FM and also online worldwide through BlogTalkRadio.com. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us today. We have someone that's with us today that I think many of you may know by their name, but they really, there's so much more than just a name. They really have a powerful message. We're talking about M1 and Stick. Together, they are Dead Prez. They're here to talk to us not only about their journey in music, but also the brand-new project that they're promoting, Information Age. Guys, welcome to Conversations Live. We're glad you guys could be with us.
Hello. Hey, appreciate being here.
Hey, no problem. Well, we're going to talk about Information Age here in a moment. I want to begin, though, by talking about this journey you guys have been on, because you guys have been able to provide music that people can, you know, can kind of bop their heads to, but really has a powerful message. Stick, why don't you begin by telling us, what has it been like for you to be able to share your message with the world the way that you have been through music?
Oh, man, it's been a great experience. It's been a lot of learning, a lot of good times, a lot of challenges, transformational, and just a blessing, you know, to communicate through music and be able to travel and really see the world with my own eyes and you know, develop as a man and as a human being, you know.
Right.
So it's really been profound, you know.
M1, you guys are really looked at as almost thought leaders in hip-hop. I mean, when you think about your beginning and where you guys are now, I mean, when did you know that you had this gift to not only be able to affect people through music, but also through the words that you had to say as well?
Say again?
No, I was just saying, you know, as far as with your career, when did you realize that you had this gift to be able to affect people not only through music, but also through your message as well?
Well, we're learning more and more. I'm humbled by, you know, the voice of the people. You know, it's thunderous in so many ways. I mean, you know, I learned, you know, from where the bell tolls. I know, I see, and I think we just try to really tap into that energy and just be a part of the process. You know what I mean? From the most inward perspective through all the people, you know, who connect with us and we vibrate with. So, you know, I understood hip-hop as a medium just because as its cultural relationship to me, thanks to Afrika Bambaataa and, you know what I'm saying, all of that, you know, beautiful, you know, Zulu force. But as much as music or hip-hop has been helped us to be a voice here, I'm humbled by how much of a voice it is for, you know, for the world, you know, who sees it even in another aspect than the way it's reported inside the United States.
Exactly. You know, guys, I think, you know, you would agree with me that you know, the world that is known as hip-hop has changed so much. But one thing that's been consistent has been, of course, you guys have stayed true to your roots and true to what you believe. Stick, has it been easy to do that as times have changed for you to be able to remain relevant but still stay true to who you are as an artist and also an individual?
Oh, man, it's imperative for me. You know, anybody who know me personally, I can't be nothing but me, you know, and
I honor that, and I'm far from anything remotely close to perfect, and I have my contradictions and my challenges and all of these things, but that's what makes us what we are.
Right.
And so, you know, I never wanted to come into the industry and try to be nobody else or try to do it like nobody else do it, and because I feel like we genuinely have something unique, even when it, whether it's you're talking musically or even sociologically or ideologically, you know, our perspective is unique to both of our experiences and what's on our hearts and our skill set.
Right.
You know, so as we continue to, you know, some people, our stuff is too revolutionary. Some people, our stuff is too gangster. You know, our new album to some people might be too futuristic. You know, and then somebody else may see it as right on time. And this is the gift and the curse, as they say, of being an artist. And so if you try to live your life to please everybody at every moment, you'll be a nervous wreck. But when
right.
you're comfortable with and know that you're always going to change and grow, you know, then you're able to meet those moments with your best focus and give the world what you got. So,
exactly.
You know, I think that's what we've been doing.
You know, M1, I think one thing that was said, once you guys released on your website about the new project coming, Information Age, you started hearing from the fans almost immediately, thanks to one of the things that has come up, you know, over the years, and that, of course, is social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter. When you hear from your fans and they tell you that they've been waiting on you, that they're looking forward to the next project, does that give you validation as an artist to know that you are doing something that people not only appreciate, but they feel that, like they need?
I mean, I'm sure grateful for it. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure, you know, Stick echo that. I mean, you know, without
yep.
people who can, you know, like really judge the ideas and resonate with them, grow with us, go through the experiences that we feel. I mean, you know, who none of us got the answer, but you know, all together we do. You know what I mean? So I'm humbled by it, and I just give thanks to the people. I learn from. I'm humbled to be a servant of the people. I say that, and I hope we just babies in this. I hope we can continue to grow another 20 years and evolve and revolve. You know.
Right. Right. Well, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. You just heard from M1. We also have Stick of the group Dead Prez. They've been talking with us not only about this journey in music that they've been able to be a part of, but also the messaging they've been able to share. Stick, you mentioned, of course, a revolutionary but gangsta, of course, the kind of the dichotomy that you guys present in music. Talk to us about Information Age, how it came about, and what you hope your fans take away from the new project.
Right on. Information Age was a concept album where we wanted to challenge ourselves to do something different to keep ourselves inspired. You know, we've been in the game for, you know, 10, 12 years, and we wanted to look forward to, like M said, 20 more years. And so we wanted to look at how the future may look, you know, for us as a group. And then we also took that concept and said, well, what does the future look like for the community? And what does the future look like in terms of human development? And as we were building conversations, you know, Information Age, you know, the future is always now. So, you know, it became a way to explore those concepts of human consciousness, of the concepts of what are genres, why do you have to stay in one type of classification of music and or race or class or et cetera. So, you know, the album is like a challenge of a lot of the status quo, what people expect it to sound like versus what it is, and the emphasis where some of our other music has been on political liberation and freedom struggles. This certainly is not a change from that, but the emphasis that is there is also the liberation from within, the questioning the question, the opening our minds to the boxes and the paradigms that we sometimes become dogmatic, you know, about, and freeing up that space. you know, and just the inner consciousness liberation too. So, you know, I would say it's just an extension from what we've been doing and a projection towards the future. But I don't think any other projects will have the same emphasis or the same sound, and this is just this moment in time. You know, we hopefully will continue to grow and be creative and change even more.
Right. All right, and when I wanted to ask you this, you know, one of the things you can't help but notice when you go to your page, the deadpressblog.wordpress.com, and when people are looking at the Information Age promo, of course, you see a lot of greats in the background behind you guys, including, of course, Muhammad Ali and Martin Luther King. You know, a lot has changed over the years. One of the things that has happened, of course, has been, of course, the first black president. What are your thoughts about how Dead Prez will not only continue to address issues politically, but also try to wake people up to look past what they see to really what's going on in the world?
Well, I think my partner is in and out of the studio. We're working on a remix with Bun B.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll fill in for that moment.
Sure. Go ahead, Dick.
Yeah, man. Like, what you just said is so key, man. And that's part of the ongoing, what we say, the enlightenment or the awakening is our conscious choices. And like you said, they can show us things that may look like you and I, or you know, but it doesn't necessarily mean we have the same values and the same agenda,
right,
you know, in life. And I think because of the racism and the oppression in America and in this world in general, the historical relevance of a black man in that office, you know, created a super emotional ripple in the hearts and minds of people. And you have to respect that, even though politically it doesn't really significantly mean anything, but emotionally I think people want to give a black man a chance to demonstrate his leadership within that office, and so there's a side of me that can relate to people, you know, and honors that. But I also understand that the art of war is deception, and just because you know you are from the same race of somebody does not mean that you have the same agenda. And
right.
I think time is the best thing that will show that to the people. And, you know, I think there's good that we can look at. I really enjoy what Michelle Obama is doing with the organic movement and with the Let's Move and the fitness and the things around health. I think that is great. And it's something that, regardless of our political views, human beings can unite on that. And you know, so I think we have to look at the positives, but also not expect government to be you know, our solution.
Exactly.
People are our own solution.
Exactly. Really good point, man. And I appreciate you saying that. You know, I think, and we talk about it a lot on this program, we have to be so careful to make sure that you know, that we support each other for the right reason, because bigotry and racism goes both ways, I think, and that's one of the things I think that this world has shown us. Again, we've been speaking with M1 and also Stick of Dead Prez. Guys, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to be with us. We're going to be closing out the program with your single, Dirty White Girl. Stick, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about that single?
Yeah. Well, Dirty White Girl is a super fun song that we did. Is produced by a producer named Dirk Tate, and my friend Martin Luther added some rock guitar on it. And it's an anti-drug song. It has nothing to do with race or gender. You know, it's just talking about all the dirty little white substances that we are addicted to as a society, like sugar, like milk, like cocaine, you know, and like the styrofoam cups full of that syrup down there in Houston they be sipping on. So, you know, we just wanted to, in a fun way but a serious way, bring that to light and try to inspire people to see that, you know, these things for what they are, and to offer an alternative. We say healthy is the new gangster. So Dirty White Girl is, you know, a vibration in that direction.
Well, guys, we'll definitely enjoy listening to that. And M1, man, I really appreciate you for being with us. Stick, you too. Congratulations again on the success you guys have had as a group and also the new project, again, Information Age. You can stay in contact with the guys by going to their website, deadpressblog.wordpress.com. Also, you'll be able to find them on Facebook and Twitter. The links are right there on the site. Guys, M1, I'm going to let you finish it off. Anything you'd like to say to your fans about sticking with you and also supporting the music?
Well, Information Age is not just an album. It's documentation of where we are. We all add on to the vibration. I hope to see and be involved with upward, forward, and progressive movement from here on out that sees each and every one of y'all finding victory, you know, over the great obstacles that's ahead of us. We got no choice but to win. I'm glad that they have been doing it for the last 20 years with my partner Stick, you know, and let's do it. Let's continue to do more. You know what I mean?
All right, Stick. Anything you'd like to say to your fans about sticking with you over the years and also supporting the new project?
Hey man, gratitude is the attitude, man. You know, we in this together. You know, thank you. A lot of things that we've been able to do initially in our career is certainly been because of people who went out of their way to find us and to tell people word of mouth and you know, just that grassroots love and it ain't nothing changed in terms of that. That's what still keeps us going, and that's why we feel responsible to continue to do meaningful work through our music and other endeavors and strive to grow as human beings, because we honor that support and we don't take it lightly. So thank y'all, man. Information Age, the future is now. Let's get it.
All right, M1 and Stick, everyone. Dead Prez is the group. Information Age is the project. Again, make sure you do check it out. And guys, again, congratulations. We look forward to staying in contact with you guys.
Right on, man. Salute.
All right.
Right. Salute to you. Salute.
And we thank all of you for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. And if you missed any part of the conversation with the guys of Dead Prez, don't worry, you can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after I go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's available already on both of those places. I actually was posting it during the conversation there with M1 and Stick. You can find it on my Facebook page at facebook.com/CAWeb4. That's CAWEBB, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb. That's CYRUSWEBB. That's going to do it for us for this weekend. Hope you guys have a safe one. A lot of great things are coming up as we finish off October and head into November. So hope you'll stick with us. Thanks for tuning in to Conversations Live. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Hope you guys have a great evening and also a great weekend. Tune in with us next week.